The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and as always, I'm delighted to be back again with Father Reginald Foster, who this week is going to talk to us about Holy Week in particular. During this week, there are lots of rites, no? And manners of observance, ritual observance. Those are Latin expressions, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
How does one say?
Ritus. Ritus is a rite, a religious rite. The Romans had all that stuff.
And ritual observance?
Well, observancia is keeping of the rite.
So very quickly, well, one goes from Palm Sunday, then there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, that's not too important. I mean, those days, because he used to do the Passions. Then the big thing is Feria Quinta in Cena Domini.
Feria Quinta meaning?
Feria Quinta is church talk for Thursday.
Why Feria?
Well, Feria is a weekday. Mm-hmm. It's the fifth weekday, the meal of the Lord in Cena Domini. Of course, the beautiful thing about in Cena Domini is like the washing of the feet and so forth and so on.
I was going to say washing the feet in Latin.
Pedum lavatio, or... And that's all there, ad horas. And we used to have all these antiphons we would sing. And, of course, the most beautiful thing here is where there is charity and love, God is there, and so forth and so on. Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. This is what they used to sing when they were washing the feet. It's so beautiful. It's out of this world.
It's
ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est.
Ubi caritas et vera, Deus ibi est. Congregaritas in unum Christiana.
It's so beautiful. The love of Christ has drawn us together. Let us rejoice and let us be happy in him.
In Latin?
Yeah, exultemus et in ipso jucundemur. Timeamus, let us fear, et amemus, and let us love the living God. Et ex corde diligamus nos sincero, and let us love each other with a sincere heart.
Exultemus et in ipso.
This is 1700 years old, you know. And he says, simul ergo cum in unum congregamur, huh? Ah, yeah, as soon as we are brought together. And look at this beautiful thing. Ne nos mente dividamur caveamus. Let us be careful lest we are divided in our spirit. Cessent urgia maligna, cessent lites, and may disputes cease. And let Christ our God be in the midst of us. That's been sitting there, you know, for ages and ages and ages.
Holy Thursday in English used to be called Maundy Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday is a corrupted word
from
Latin.
Yeah, from mourning or something like that, yeah.
So we've spoken about Holy Thursday and the In Cena Domini.
And then, of course, you have Feria Sexta in Parasheve. Parasheve, of course, is your Hebrew. Friday of the Passion.
You do sing on Good Friday, then?
Oh, yeah, we certainly have all the antiphons and stuff. This is when they have the Adoration of the Cross, they sing these antiphons. I don't know, they used to. I don't know what they're doing right now. And this is the famous thing, Pange Lingua Gloriosi, Lauream Certaminis. This is from Venantius Fortunatus from the 6th century. My tongue talks to your tongue. May you sing of the glories of this wonderful fight. And speak of a noble triumph over the trophy of the cross.
Can you repeat that?
Pange lingua gloriosi lauream certaminis et super crucis trofeo dic triumphum nobilem. Fantastic.
Why do you think it's so fantastic?
Why
is Latin so different
because
one says in English?
Because you say so much with so few words, you see. And then, of course, with these things, these are verses. And then there's a rhythm here, and there's a music here, and there is a rhyme, and it's too much. This is the original Pange Lingua. Then St. Thomas Aquinas came along and wrote another Pange Lingua about the Eucharist. This is the Pange Lingua about the cross. It's too much. And when you show these things to students and people, they say, oh, and I've never seen this before. Why was I excluded?
But then you get to Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday?
Yeah, there's Sabato Santo. That's all right. There's Holy Saturday, Sabato Santo. And, of course, now this is all different. Because now you have the Easter Vigil, you know, coming in on Holy Saturday, which wasn't the case before. It used to be all like in the morning, and then you'd have Easter Sunday the next day. Now this is all different. And then you have the Sunday of the Resurrection.
Which is? Dominica?
Resurrectionis.
Resurrectionis is
of
not...
Of the Resurrection.
Is of the Resurrection, but that's not a word of Latin origin, is it? Resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Surgo is to rise up. Resurgo is to rise up again.
So it comes from sorge.
Surgere in Latin.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.